This weekend, a swimmer tries to keep alive his dream of reaching the Beijing Olympics. He's been doing everything he can to train.
I've discovered this brand new method of not swimming very far, but swimming as hard as you can. I pull a parachute behind me when I swim, so it's like pulling like about 70 or 80 pounds of dead weight through the water.
The man who pulled the parachute is Hodding Carter. We found him just after a training session in a North Carolina pool. He wants to swim fast enough this weekend to reach the U.S. Olympic trials. He's trying even though he's about 20 years older than most people who make the Olympic Games. What gave you the idea that you should be trying to qualify for the Olympics in your 40s?
I think it's pretty obvious. I was a little bit, insane.
Hodding Carter makes his living doing things that can seem insane. I followed his work for years, ever since we met in one of the most remote parts of America. I was reporting on a tiny West Virginia town called Thurmond, which had a population then of about 11. Hodding Carter had a part-time job there at the local post office.
I'm called a CPU. I'm a contract postal unit. They said I can't really call myself a postmaster, but I'm doing it anyway.
Carter and his wife invited me into their home, and he handed me a book that he'd written. The book chronicled his effort to follow the trail of Lewis and Clark across America. A few years later, I turned on the radio and heard Hodding Carter's voice. He was describing how he'd sailed a replica Viking ship across the Atlantic.
There's no below decks. There's no cabin, and of course there's no motor on it. If I had known what it would have been like ahead of time, there's no way I would have done it.
Carter made a book out of that journey, too. He says he spent much of his life on the water, or in it.
Swimming in the Arctic Sea. I've walked through the sewers in London. I've swum part of the Missouri River and part of the Clearwater. I mean, everywhere I go, I have to go swim. I mean, it doesn't really matter if it's like the ugliest, scariest looking body of water or the most sublime, beautiful place. I'm going to get in it.
There's yet another book in Hodding Carter's latest quest. It's called Off the Deep End, and it chronicles Carter's effort to reach a goal that he missed in his youth. He was an accomplished college swimmer who dreamed of the Olympics. If the name Hodding Carter sounds familiar, it's because his grandfather, Hodding Carter, was a famous newspaper editor in Mississippi. His father, Hodding Carter, was a senior official under President Jimmy Carter. And that Hodding Carter told his 20-something son to move on from swimming.
Well, the truth is, my dad made me do it. I love being able to blame him. But I was really that close my senior year. I'd gotten into the Peace Corps, and one day he and I were driving around New Orleans, and I just sort of brought up my plan to defer the Peace Corps and keep training for the Olympics. And he slammed on the brakes and said, Hodding, you are not going to do that. It's time for you to get on with your life. And he had bankrolled my whole childhood, obviously, but also my swimming career, paying for my summers when I was training 5 to 6 hours a day instead of working. And so I just thought it was time for me to finally grow up and take care of myself for a while.
I want to understand. Did you agree with him as soon as he said that, or were you obeying him?
I was obeying him. I didn't have the sense to agree with him or anything, or the maybe wisdom. Also, I mean, I don't know if he was right. Maybe it would have been better to done it then. I would have gotten this out of my system. I wouldn't be balancing my four kids on one arm and trying to run off to the swimming pool, with the rest of my body.
Just to understand the difficulty of this, what does it take to go from a standing start, reasonably fit adult, not so young anymore, to being Olympic caliber?
It takes complete, utter, idiotic dedication. where you just, in the beginning, I was working out 5 hours a day. I was drinking all the, super recovery drinks that everyone, forces on you. I was taking creatine, a muscle supplement that made my muscles get bigger and puffier. And I even took a job at the Y as an assistant aquatics director, and I became the swim coach of my swim team that my kids were on. And I mean, my overall focus is around the water.
In this book, you recount that one of your early experiences as a writer was telling the story of the great Olympic swimmer Mark Spitz when he attempted a comeback around his 40th birthday.
Really wish you hadn't brought that one up because, I feel so, guilty about that now, of course. And also, I can see how dumb I was.
You basically wrote it as though he were affected by chlorine poisoning.
Right. I obviously was a misguided youth. But, you know, actually that brings up a serious thing, though, which is that I think everyone believes that once, as you get older, you're going to lose your muscle mass. This is what we've been hit over the head with. We all know that we're going to get weaker. And so, you know, I was just ignorant back then, because since then I've learned that, no, you don't lose that muscle mass. Guys in their 40s should be going to the Olympics.
Maybe they should, though Hodding Carter may not. Just to reach the U.S. Olympic trials, he has to beat an absolute time. Tomorrow in Vermont, he has to swim 50 meters in 23.4 seconds, which he's never done. Still, Carter says he's stronger than he was a few years ago when he entered a swim meet against older men.
And I was just doing it as a joke, because I knew I was going to just kill them, decimate them. And I swim in this race where I'm dive in the beginning, I'm doing exactly what I thought, like I'm just blasting by them. I do the first flip turn and I'm feeling good. The second flip turn, I'm starting to feel like something's horribly wrong. And by the end, I crawl out of the pool and on my hands and knees, and there's no blood in my hands and my feet, because, I mean, my heart's just said, you know, it needs everything. I crawl to the wall, wait there for like a while, and then I make it to the locker room, and this man came in on his walker and said, and he'd been the guy who'd been racing next to me, patted me on the back and says, "It's okay. It gets better after a while." The very next heat after me, every single one of them beat my time.
You think you could get through that meet a little more efficiently today?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think that I could be, I might even be the guy patting someone on the back.
Hodding Carter's latest book is called Off the Deep End, and you can read an excerpt at npr.org.